Hello there. Would you like to hear how God takes care of His children? Just suppose when your parents owed money to someone and they could not pay their bills, a man from the loan company came to the door and said,
"Too bad. I'll just have to take these boys of yours for the money you owe. They will be my slaves."
That is what happens in our story today. A poor woman, a widow, is talking to a man of God, the prophet Elisha.
"Oh, Elisha, my husband is dead. You remember how he loved the Lord. Now I am really troubled. I have a great problem."
"What is it that's troubling you?"
"The people we owe money to have come to take my two boys as slaves in payment for our debts. Will you please help me?"
"I have no money to help you with. But tell me, what do you have in your house that could be sold?"
"There's nothing left but a little jar of oil."
"Go and borrow all the empty bowls and jars of your neighbors, as many as you can find. Then take them into your own house with your two sons and shut the door. Then pour out the oil into all those empty pots and jars until they are full."
So the excited boys ran from house to house.
"Look, Mother, here are four more big jars. And I have six."
"Come inside and shut the door. Now we will pour our little bit of oil into the jars, just as the prophet Elisha told us to do."
"Look, the oil keeps flowing out. There's no end to it."
"One more jar. Bring me another."
"There aren't any more. We borrowed all that the neighbors had."
"Look, the oil has stopped multiplying. This is enough. God has given us plenty. Now I will go to the man of God and tell him what the Lord has done."
"I'm glad to hear what the Lord has done. Now go and sell the oil and pay your debts, and after that, you and your sons will be able to live on the money that is left, and you and your boys will be able to stay together."
Did you know that we are all in need of God's forgiveness? Isn't it a good feeling to be forgiven by someone? God has made a way for you, for anyone, to be forgiven of all the wrong things he's ever done. This way is through his Son, Jesus Christ, who took the blame for our sins and died on the cross. When we are really sorry for our sins, we'll accept his love and receive Jesus into our hearts. Have you invited him into your life?